When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
The end of the month, we've got Easter, so this is a really good week, month of a lot of really neat things going on. And as a lot of you know, I've already signed up for TikTok. I decided to be a rebel against what's going on in the news and all that kind of thing, I guess, with the TikTok. But I guess it's a good time to join. There's a lot of PR going on about it. But I hope that you'll join me, too. I'm getting my following up. And if you go on to TikTok, you can find me at Connie Willis Live. Connie Willis Live. If you see a Connie Willis shop, that's me, too. Because I used to be on Home Shopping Network, QVC, infomercials, doing all that. So, of course, you got to pitch some stuff, right? That's what it's all about. I know a lot of you miss that. So do I. So I'm going to check that out, too. But please go there and don't just like everything. Follow as well. It's interesting because I say the word rebel. I don't know where that came from. But, yeah, I guess that's a little bit of a rebel going up against what's going on with the TikTok world. You can also find me at ConnieWillis.com, and all my shows will be heading over there to TikTok because it's live. It's really fun. So anyway, I'm over there, and as I'm over there, I see that the guest that we have on tonight is also over there, and he's been helping me to get my followers. So I really appreciate that. He's got all these people. He's on TikTok as well. He's got all these people on there, and I said, well, you've already got a following or something like that, and he was like, no, I did that in Spain, so I got to get back into it. So while he was living in Spain, he was doing the TikTok, and he's like all over social media. It's absolutely amazing. So somebody had actually mentioned that there was this book that George Christie Jr., who was like his former Hell's Angel president of the Ventura Club, 35 years, but he has this book out, and somebody just wrote, hey, he's got a book. It'd be really cool if you interviewed him. And I got a hold of him very quickly, which surprised me. That was really cool. And then we've been talking ever since. You know, it's funny, and George doesn't know this yet. Yeah, George, we're buds, we're pals now. But I don't give my number out because it's only one number. It's my number. You know, so it's not like I have a work number or office number or anything like that. So I always talk to people on Messenger. But the one time I give my number out, there it is. So I know he's got to guard it with his life. But it's just funny because my dad would be like, what's going on? What's going on? What are you doing? Who'd you give that number to? And he's great. George is very nice, very sweet guy. And it's exciting to be able to talk to somebody with such a phenomenal background. When people say, well, wait, what's going on? Why would you have him on? He's phenomenal. That's why. Phenomenal. In fact, a lot of email coming to me saying, I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait till tonight. So here we are. But, you know, George, I don't even know what to say to bring you on here because you have this huge background of a biography. I'm certainly not going to read it. It's way too long. I just know what I know right now. And first of all, the first thing is, this is the first time you've ever been on Coast to Coast, and you are George, Chrissy, and Junior, and of course, big, big part of Hell's Angels. So first of all, let me just welcome you to Coast to Coast.
Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. I haven't done a radio show in a long time, so I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah, it's nice, right? You can just be on the phone, and you can wear whatever you want or not, and, you know, it's okay.
It's quite relaxing.
I'm already getting a visual. Well, good for you. You know, it's interesting because, I mean, you and I have been talking back and forth. You've been helping me to get followers, and we're talking about how many steps we take, and I go 5 miles. You were doing some steps. You're doing the exercising, and it's just fun to talk with you. And that's how I first just met you, just like trying to get you on the show. And then you had pointed out some things for me to watch, like the History Channel show. And because I thought, well, I don't, you know, I grew up, this is what I know about Hell's Angels. All I know about Hell's Angels growing up was my dad and his reaction. And you all would be in the news, and dad would do this number. He'd go, whoa. Now that whoa was either, okay, back off, scared to death, or whoa, all right, they're right there with us. That was kind of what I picked up.
What kind of whoa was it?
Well, my dad would have either or, depending on what the story was.
Okay.
Whatever was happening.
So you could fall into either category.
Yeah, it would be out of respect or, okay, everybody just back up. out of fear. Well, I guess both would be out of respect, actually. Let them do their thing. That's what they do. So it was like that. And when I talked to you, when I first talked to you, you said, Connie, you can ask me anything you want. And I think you even said people like me or they don't. It's one or the other.
Yeah, I mean, people ask me all types of questions, and I always try to answer them. You know, people either are going to like me or they're going to hate me. And
yeah, that's
what you said. You know, what are you going to do? You just have to live your life for yourself and let them sort it out. I don't worry about sorting it out. I know where I'm going.
Where are you going?
I go where any road takes me.
Well, you've been on a lot. You've amazing. You know, I'm glad you pointed me out to the History Channel shows because I really learned a lot.
The History Channel was a good series of Outlaw Chronicles. The History Channel called it their surprise hit. It came out and kind of caught everybody off guard, and it opened a lot of doors for me. And I, people may not believe this, but I've never watched it.
And oh, you haven't?
I've never watched it, but, you know, I did it, so I know what the content is. I've never seen the edited versions complete. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but there's some good stories, and I had a great time doing it. I went to New York. I'd actually just was getting ready to re-entry into, you know, everyday life. I was in prison in Texas, and I was in just outside of El Paso, Latuna prison. And History Channel started calling the prison. They wanted to come talk to me there, and the warden flipped out. They didn't want the History Channel anywhere near the prison. And then I went to the halfway house in Los Angeles, and they said the same thing. And we actually negotiated the tentative agreement. I made a doctor's appointment so I could get out of the halfway house. And the History Channel people met me in the parking lot after my doctor's appointment. And we made a tentative agreement, and then, you know, my daughter, who's also my lawyer, finalized everything, and, you know, it was a real successful show. I was real happy with it. It was told from the outlaw perspective, and that's the first time that's ever happened. I've done a lot of interviews. I've been on 60 Minutes with Mike Wallace, a lot of news shows, but this was from the outlaw Hell's Angel perspective, so it was a different twist on it.
When was that shot?
It was shot in 2015.
Oh, wow. Okay. It was great. You did a great job on it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that. I, you know, the director and the producers just, they basically turned me loose and kind of just created these stories. We didn't really have a script or anything. We just, you know, sat down and started talking, and I started telling stories. So it was pretty natural and brought back a lot of memories for me. And, you know, that show went around the world several times. You know, it was in, I can't think of a country that it wasn't in. I mean, it was in Russia, China, Australia, Japan, all over Europe, all the European countries. And that's what opened the door for me to go to Spain. I'd done the Outlaw Chronicles. I'd written a book called Mark, and one of the production companies, they were from America, but they were filming in Spain because it's so cost-effective to film there. And they optioned my book, Mark, and I went over there, spent 3 years there, and had a blast. Never got the series made because of COVID.
Oh.
It just shot down everything. And, you know, they locked that whole city of Malaga down. The Spanish were very strict on it. And, you know, I disagreed with it. I never thought it was what they said it was. But it, you know, it really panicked the world. I guess it shows if you start a rumor, what can happen.
Yeah.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that brings me to asking you this question, okay? Because that was perfect. Because I thought about this as I was watching yourself. I mean, you did a great job on it. It looked like you'd been doing television all your life. I mean, it was like, look at him looking intimately in the camera and saying, you know, well, you know, it was a mess, or and that caused a problem. You did. It was excellent. I'm like, man, I know he's just doing that straight up. And by the way, tonight's going to be the same way. And I think. I think the reason why the TV people had it set up like, where do we start? Because I know I've been going, where do I start here? What? He's got so much going on. Where do I start? So from what you just said, I'll ask something. I don't know. It might be crazy to ask it or not. But how do you look when you look back at yourself? Do you think you were tough, a punk, a hero, an idiot? I mean, what would you say looking back?
Well, I think that I was a motorcycle enthusiast. I'd come out of the Marine Corps, and I was still looking for that brotherhood. And, that, you know, that's the way the club was established. Not just our club, but all the outlaw bike clubs were established with veterans who came back from the European and Pacific theaters, perhaps suffering from undiagnosed PTSD. I don't know. But they came home, tried to reentry, you know, normal life again, and it was tough for a lot of them. And you know, these guys started riding motorcycles and kind of banding together and bonding together, and these little bike clubs sprung up all over the United States. And you know, it's a worldwide phenomenon now that you know, had its origins in Southern California,
and that's where you are.
And that's where I am. And I'm in Ventura, California. I ran with, you know, a few bike clubs in Southern California here. And, you know, I just saw myself as a motorcycle enthusiast. And, of course, you know, when I got in the club, you know, we didn't have a lot of rules. And we're just kind of running ourselves, not a lot of attention. And suddenly we captured the attention of the media, you know, society in general, and law enforcement, which really created a lot of problems for us.
And why was that? Why did all of a sudden you guys get all that attention?
Well, you know, we certainly had a bad reputation, and Moldy Marvin was a kind of a famous Hell's Angel from Oakland. And anybody that's read Hunter Thompson's book, Hell's Angels, will know who I'm talking about. But Marvin and I went to, we had a run, which for us is a big party. We all ride our motorcycles and go to a specific place. And we were surrounded by the cops, and Marvin and I decided to go find out what the problem was. And one of the chief of police of this particular town, you know, he just said, you guys have a terrible reputation. And Marvin told him, that's correct, and we worked hard for it. So, you know, I guess we were rebels, and, you know, we really didn't give a damn what society thought. But, you know, it cut both ways for us. You know, we had a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, a lot of parties. But we also had a lot of police interest. And you know, it started out with the local police and ultimately became a target of the federal government. We had a big racketeering trial up in San Francisco in 1979-78. It started investigating us, and I think it came to a head in the late 70s, early 80s. And a young U.S. Attorney, a guy named Mueller, was prosecuting us up there. And people may recognize that name. He also had a run-in with President Trump. And, you know, they got two hung juries. They never convicted anybody. And ultimately, they decided that trying us as a criminal organization wasn't going to work. But that didn't stop them from their investigations and having problems with local law enforcement, IRS, DEA, ATF, you name it, had run-ins with them.
So just because of my lack of knowledge of all this and just remembering growing up, seeing you guys in the news and my dad going, whoa, there's always respect. But was it, you're saying we weren't criminals. So what was it? Was it a drug thing, or you all just were scary to people, or what?
I think a combination of everything. I think that if you look at the media at large, specifically newspapers, And also, if you look in the entertainment business, you know, people in this country will pay good money to be scared. You know, they go in to see a movie, they expect to be scared. And I think somehow maybe they got some sort of misdirected excitement from our reputation. I don't know, you know. But, you know, the people that create these illusions are responsible for that. You know, some of this stuff is warranted, some of it wasn't, you know. The government always contended we were a criminal organization. You know, my position when I was a member of the club and a leader of the club and a spokesman was, no, we're not a criminal organization. We're an organization that has criminals in it. And so does the Senate, so does Congress, and so does doctors, and so does law enforcement.
Yes.
So, you know,
good answer.
Why pick on us? But, you know, I'm being kind of sarcastic now, but, you know, some of
it is wrong, you're right.
Some of it isn't. You know, and, you know, I, we've been able to finance a lot of investigations and got a lot of money for a lot of different police departments. Anytime we've gone to a city to have one of our annual parties or runs, whatever you want to call it, they usually wind up getting big grants from the government. They also get support from all these different law enforcement agencies. Cody, Wyoming's the biggest example of, I think they got a $500,000 dollar grant from the feds because we were coming there. And it's interesting because I wound up communicating with the chief of police there, and him and I guess became friends, you might say. And he's retired now, like I'm retired, but we still communicate every few months. He's living, you know, not in Wyoming anymore, but up in the Montana area. So, you know, we sometimes make strange bedfellows with law enforcement guys.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.